So once again, you said
with the proper attitude, which is loving kindness and compassion for beings, the desire to benefit beings that suffer due to dualistic fabrications, as a result of which they do not experience or realize dharmata, the true nature.
Tanda ye kong the here saying the goba nimigli jubare.
So this text by Maitreya distinguishes dharma and dharmata. Dharmata was presented in 6 points. The sixth point again is presented in 10 points. Eight of these have been explained. Today's teaching then concerns the ninth and tenth, which are the defects arising from not attaining dharmata, which is a complete change of state, and the benefits that ensue from attaining this state.
Bien, donc on est toujours dans ce texte.
Nime tala jupa ne neo jupa meba nime yede new mumba mjuk demi niba. Lamjuk demi niba than young in deba kaza na dabi yemi niba. Sanjo somje jebata dabi yemi niba than his our somje. Ta goba tela nime tala jupa kankana karresana ne yonsu jupa meba. Kase ne yonsu jupa mina. Zumze ninan gantrupa tate nime je yehiam. Nimi ji chuyin ne ngondu churpaam. Nambar mato bi yiki ne ngondu churpaam mi na nimi yata nimi yeyur. Karrasa na nyong mongpa paang simpa nam. Nyong mongpa paang na lariyan juyter, kansa ka juyter nyong mongpa manjok paam. Manjok pa ti mebi nipa ta. Karsi ne jor te meba yi na tini nyong Nen your day, Zungze Ninang and Turba Higde, Nimiji Yehi, Nimiji Chuyen, Mondo Jurban, Nen your Mina, New Momba Pana Yang Larchi Jigre, New Momba Majopete, maybe Nibata Jig.
Lavian
Jigre.
No,
Jigre. Juiter Majopete, the Caras and the Nimiji Yehi, Nibu Mondo Jurba Latinte. Zongzhen Ninang and Turban Gate, Nimiji, he won the Jerbala Tente, New Momba Nimbote, won the Jerbala Tente, New Momba Larian Jigamar. Carse Turba Hick, then
So, first, the defects occurring through there not being a complete change of state are given. These are four. The first, then, is as follows. If there is no complete change of state, then even though an individual has given up the kleshas, they will arise again because the antidote for or of the kleshas, which is non-dual wisdom, non-conceptual wisdom, will not be there. Therefore, the kleshas will arise again. So even though dualistic confusion has been purified, it will reoccur if, when this dualistic confusion has been purified, non-dual dharmata or non-dual wisdom does not manifest. So at that point, when kleshas have been purified, if wisdom free from mental fabrication, the luminous mind at that point does not manifest, then the kleshas will reoccur.
Et donc dans ce neuvième point, qui est les fautes de le défaut de
voilà. Ni nang nam do se de mato be yi hi ngon do jorwa yo na mato be yi hi te ni nang tru be nyem bo nyumong ji nyem bo yin be se na tin ji su nyumong nyumong dang tru ban yo ma re.
So if there is a complete change of state where non-dual wisdom is manifest, then the kleshas cannot reoccur, whereas if this wisdom is not manifest, they would reoccur, they will reoccur. So once one has exhausted or eliminated duality, then a complete change of state takes place, which then remedies or prevents the reoccurrence of kleshas. Each change of state, when that state is manifest, there is no longer a support or a basis independent upon which kleshas can reoccur.
Sangye bakabs namba tamjen chenbi yihi re namba tamjen chenbi yihi te tela tene te la lar trpa chen den jor ma se pare.
So once non-conceptual wisdom is manifest, non-conceptual wisdom being synonymous with the knowledge of a Buddha that knows all aspects of existence, once that state is manifest, has been actualized, then confusion can no longer occur. That wisdom cannot change into confusion.
Nyepa nyepa te lamjok temi nyepa tangse. Nyembo karse nyenjor meba ina, ninang trpa sehi, nimi ihi ngondu jorbe, nyenjorbe, nyenjor meba ina, Nyimbo lam ni, nyimbo lam de joy tela, kanza ke joy tela, mjokpe, joy tela, mjokpe ti mebe nyiba yere. Karse nyinan trpa sebe nyimi ji yehi mina, tene nyinan trpa nyimbo lam joy le jaya yo mare, lam mebe nyiba yere.
So,
Re, nengyur mina. Re, lam yukpa ti meba, lam mebe nyeba yor.
La re, di lam yukpa surba.
Lam mebe nyeba yor. Re. Dangpo ne nengyur mina, lam mebe nyeba yor.
Dangpo ne.
Karasana, ninan churpa, dang charabi chani, nime ji ishi ngondun jorya mina, dangpo ne lam yukla jaya mebe nyeba
yor. Yine yukpa rapo.
Re.
Yine yukul di mena.
Re. Nengyur toya mina sikare. Tene lam yang yukla jaya mebe.
Your
two yamena. That yene, you bet Zula tene. Want to jerky or that? Rare,
tenjuria
mina, tene. Tene lam maybe join.
So,
lam jewelry,
as we saw, a complete change of state relate to non-conceptual wisdom, where dualistic notions have been eliminated completely. This non-conceptual wisdom then is present at all stages. If non-conceptual wisdom were not present throughout all stages, then the antidotes or remedies for the kleshas applied during the path, well, during the path, there would be no support or basis independence upon which or in relation to which these antidotes or remedies are applied. So in terms of an individual, the mind or mind stream of the being, if non-conceptual wisdom is not present throughout all stages, then these remedies applied throughout the path would not be applicable. So then the path which remedies kleshas and so on, there would be no mind stream or individual mind within which the path which remedies kleshas could arise. Path here refers to wisdom itself. It's not conceptual wisdom itself which is the path that remedies the kleshas. So that path, i.e. non-conceptual wisdom, there will be no support in dependence upon which or out of which it would arise.
Nyangi depe kansa na dabi yemi nyeba da ta te nyeba sumba dere. Tene ne jor me na yang chong sumba kayore. Nyangi le depe kapso, nyangi le depe kansa nam su dabi yemi be nyeba. Nyangi le depe perna, nyangi le depe kapso, tene nyumon da donga tam che se sa du, nyangi le depe kansa maybe nearby your. Machini gansa mare. Nyangil and debe kaza nams a dabby ye maybe nearby your. Nyangil and dead saddle tene kaza kaza maybe jirby nearby your.
The dabby
kaza gatabi ye the nina and turba tana young tanda karasoro. Same the ranking was a tailor, then young England, they were Kansa the Tangre.
Then we come to the third defect that would occur if non-conceptual wisdom were not, there are no longer any individuals there is no basis of designation for individuals if non-conceptual wisdom is not present. If one were to deny the presence or existence of non-conceptual wisdom, it follows there is no basis of the designation for individuals that have attained nirvana, that is, enlightened individuals. So there will be no one left.
Megadavu. Nanger mena, nanger yaba latin and young ill and deba dabi yere. Te meba nanger mena, then in young ill and deba, Gaza, Gaza, maybe join.
Donc on pourrait dire ici que tout simplement que si.
Eba yaba te Sancho som de cheper da dabi yeminiba. Sancho som de Nientu je Sancho, Ranger je Sancho, Tikin je Sancho. Tikin jen tante sanjo ji chepar sanjo som ji chepar dab ye me bini ba tene karsi nenjur yo ba la ten de sanjo som yo ba ma to nenjur me ba yin no tene sanjo som yang me bjo
so independence upon the presence of a complete change of state the three types of enlightenment are relating to the three approaches Shravakas, Pratipagolas, and the Mahayana is positive. Now, if there is no presence of a complete change of state, then again there is no basis of designation for these three types of enlightenment.
For la ligne d'avant.
Nyame dalan jo bane eyo jor ba me baye nyame yede nyomom ba manjo de me nye badam lam jo de me nye badam nyame de be gazanam dai be je Chobare, Choba, Pinure. Don the Pinun Joba and number year Hibarasa. That under Nimega dog's order. Don the Pinun Joba, number year Hibarasa. Choba Pinure. Choba nenjur yebe pinyo karre se na hema thakpa. Hema thakpa ne yonso chorpa mebe nipa namba ye tele tele do ne te yeba la pinyo yebe chola yukpa ne namba ye ro na me tonji kipar sao.
So,
yeah.
Now the benefits ensuing from the attainment of a complete change of state are given. They are four, and they are the opposite of the four defects just mentioned.
Nen jurya te ninang thurpa re, ninang thurpa se te tene nambar matopi yihi number Motobi, he named your one, won to your way, you have a pion caress, and not Denny Mumala Doba, new Momba Pang, the Larma Joba thing, you have a pion down. Nambo Lam Jula Joba thing, you have a pion down. Lam, you have a pion down. Young England, the upper cups, and young England, the upper Kansa, num, yepe payunta, yande, top a Kansa, yepe payunta. Then it take us from the Sancho, the cheaper, yepe payunta, yep.
So, So as was said, the benefits are the opposite of the defects. So if non-conceptual wisdom is manifest, has been actualized, a complete change of state has taken place, as a result of which there will be no basis or support for kleshas to reoccur. That's the first benefit. The second is that there is a basis or support for the path within the mind stream of individuals. That's the second benefit. The third is that there are then one can affirm the existence of enlightened beings. There is a basis for affirming the existence of enlightened beings. Fourth benefit then relates to that one can one can make, or there is a basis of designation independence upon which one can make distinctions such as affirming the three types of enlightenment relating to the three approaches mentioned.
Ta sumpa re, sumpa tsaab sabje chuta chunyi nambar jeba jeba la, tsaab sabje sumyo re, chuta chunyi te ndor tenba jebar jeba, pe tenba gunin yog duba sumyo ba le, ta ndor ten jeke nyihye tsar te, pe tenba gunin yog duba sabje sumpa re, te ndi tsar nubare.
So, the text is divided into three basic parts. The first is then a brief exposition, then there is a detail, and finally there is a conclusion, which through analogies then illustrates the subject matter of the text. So we have now come to that last part.
Heyang, ça va? Mepe chunam nawepe juma malam sobayin. Neyong churpa perse sana namka sertan chuso yin chi sava songde. Sava mayyo.
The root text then says that the analogies of a magical illusion, a dream and so on, illustrate phenomena that have no actual existence. These analogies then illustrate the way in which these phenomena appear. Then there is the opposite, which is a complete change of state, illustrated by the analogies of space, gold, pure water, and so on.
Yang tapa mainpa, yang tapa mainpa, mune mainpa, nelo mainpe, kundu tokpa tsangye, kundu tokpa tsangye, namto tsangye, namto tsangye wangki, nama, korbu chu namna, korbu chu de kararasa, nam korbu chu namna, yang tapa mainpa, kundu tokpa tsangye, Kundo Toba, Samja Wanga Namari. Teta Kundo, Samja Wanga Nam, Corbuchu Namne, maybe Chuki Sate, Tonda maybe Churi. Rangang O me in the Nawabo. Rangang O me in the Namasena, me in the Naw. O me in the Nawab. Tena me in the young, me in the Candes and Nangres and me in the Naw. Me yin do yang trungor nama pene, jetar na, yuchin ten de cho zanje nama, yume tata langbo jetang. Malanje kapje, Malanje kapje, zukra teru riza soje, namatan. Choda la soba. Chonanga dava la soba, chonanga dava mina yan dava tar nawa, la soba. Soba nangyang, te tardo, juma malan choda nam nangyang, teir, teir ngoni to chopa meba yendo. Mune rangang over troyo mare. Malanje, Joma Talang de Talangang O Mare Malanje, Sukta Terro Rizatazo, Muneran Simba Mare Chunanga Dava de Davang Oma Mare Nayan Ting O Nidum Meba de Yeno Chuni Oya.
So, samsari phenomena appear due to a mistaken conceptual state of mind due to mistaken conceptions and are therefore referred to as unreal phenomena since though they appear they have no essence, they are empty in and of themselves. These unreal phenomena then appear to a confused mind. The following analogies then illustrate the way in which they exist. These unreal phenomena are said to be like magical illusions, like things appearing in a dream, like the reflection of the moon in water and so on. Even though they appear, they are empty in and of themselves. They have no reality or essence. So these appearances are the outcome of the synchronous meeting of causes and conditions that produce a manifestation which has no reality of its own. For example, tigers and elephants that one dream of, any of the five sense objects dreamt of, are empty in and of themselves. For example, a dream tiger is empty of being a real tiger, and a dream elephant is empty of being a real elephant.
Neon Churpa Persana Namka Sertan Chosoji Ta Chunire Chuni Nyangin Deba Nanger de Caresana Chuni Yendo Neon Churpa Persana Rangin Jetapa Namka Rangin Jetapatan Ser Zangbotan Chunyo Batanatan Nyama train maple lasso by yeno. Nature pate train down, tambo train on the train down driver now car. Ya tak possess zambo, nyopatan, chotan, train maple. Nyama train the travel lasso by yeno. Yabutoga? Tan Yama Shah. Yama Shah, not train dictate.
So then there is a number of analogies given that illustrate this complete change of state.
Neyonsu churpa chuni korang ne lo ngoma ngondu churpa
la re jin de
ore de chuni chuni ka krangin kande chi na yo te ne ndu churpa ngoma deb deb Pena Namka, the danger dip, the Koran yin the name, or tender tried to Koran yin the never. Said Yata, but the young Sayata, the Koran and Mobo Kandi in a tele never.
So a complete change of state then relates to that Dharmata itself manifests, is actualized, its very nature is apparent. Dharmata, which is by nature completely pure, that is then illustrated as follows. It is illustrated by the analogy of space or the sky free from clouds, gold, pure gold, which is not tarnished, clear water, where the sediment has settled at the bottom and the water is clear and pure. It also is illustrated by the sun, which is not obscured by clouds and so on.
Dona Chu Korva Siju the Karas and Ninang Turba, Ninang Turba Samre, Chuninia de De, Ninang Turba Se De, Sem Jerang Yen was a wound to Jubal.
So, in brief, Dharma or Samsara is a state of dualistic conceptions or dualistic confusion, whereas Nirvana or Dharmata is. Or relates to the luminous mind having actualized the true nature.
Dopate Sanje re Sanje dopate yang ninang troba drama pakya dan je ba ta de tene nimi ji yi thar sem ba ngon do chor ba kap ste sanje ji ko ba to.
So a complete change
tene de so le ka kang sa
sa is then synonymous with Buddhahood, where non-conceptual or non-dual wisdom is manifest, is actualized, as a result of which all dualistic confusion, together with habitual tendencies, are eliminated.
Nenjur kandey angurese na nenjur te neyong chorba perse na same je neyalok te yeni nabar tabar rang yinje wo sarva yin ya lower trupe treme drep te ngond chor ma to par lower trupe trema tham che sebe same je neyalok chunye wo saram yana same je neyalok zongzhen yi len de pe rekpa rang yin ji wo sarwa yodha me pa te ngon tu jorpa yana sem je ne lo kru pa tham je da trawe ehe te ye ne ne pa te ngon tu jorpa re tene sem je ne lo rang yin ji wo sarwa te ngus na ma to pa lo wo trupa treme drapa teni trima te takpe ngar ne yuepe, yuepe waisar te ngon tu jorpa namka trenje takpe namka tabo ya takpe ser zangpo tabo nyokpa tame cho tabo trenje takpe nyama tabo peji se tembare ti se nang korwa hisaba ne nyinang trupa tsam yinang nyande hisaba ne nyinang trupa sebe Same genealo was sung on the Jurvatan. Tetaria put hina, the name Corval Corva, Ninan Corvale Torbe, Young Island Depa, Repay Young Topare, Yam Yunki Young Doctor. Malanji Pella soap goni, Yam Yunki Young Doctor. Sambang go bin ze ben kolo tam gonder chudan chuni number je ba dordu hyutu pai.
So this concludes this brief explanation on distinguishing dharma and dharmata by Nikaya.
Donc ainsi se termine cet exposé résumé de ce texte. La distinction entre le Dharma et le Dharmata, qui était le texte composé de Bekhaya.
Tene tanda tsa chik tu simpa ti top le ten de yoma tsa wa ten de wa ta so so su ke le jor tom na tene yang to le la wo yung kri. Tsa wa chik tu ten de kogu ma ren de wa ta su jor tom na tene yapo lo na tene go to kri.
Now everyone has listened to an explanation of this text once, independent about that, one will more easily come to comprehend the subject matter when there is a translation of both the root text and the commentary in one's own language. Since the root text by itself, by reading that only, one would not be able to understand the subject matter.
Tene sang chuchu chupa ni udan ta nambarin je pe gomrem je lewa ni tuenda lordu ji hyubi.
So tomorrow morning, 10, Dimbushi will give a brief explanation on the chapter of meditation from distinguishing the middle and the extremes.
Donc,
est-ce que c'est un réponse de Song dog ye drive.